to Dresden, Germany now, and the BBC's Nigel Adderley, who's a sports reporter for the BBC's 5 Live, there in Dresden to cover the game that begins in a little less than 4 hours, the first match between the Women's World Cup team of the USA and that of North Korea. Nigel Adderley, good morning, and I gather the Women's USA team is a power in this tournament.
Yes, good morning, John. They certainly are. They're currently the world-ranked number one side in the world, and it's anticipated that the United States, alongside Germany, the hosts, and probably Brazil, will be among the main contenders for this competition. It's an intriguing opening match here on a very hot day in Dresden. North Korea don't have too much pedigree in many sports around the world, but in women's football, they are very, very strong. They're one of the strongest teams in Asia, and they played the USA in the 2007 World Cup and managed to qualify for the next stage. So I think that America will have a very difficult game this afternoon.
So take us back to that match. The North Koreans drew the USA team in the first round back at the last tournament. How did it turn out?
Well, they both came through in the end. It was a draw, but both the United States and North Korea qualified for the second round, and the Koreans were only beaten by Germany, the eventual winners in the end. And Germany have cast a long shadow across women's football for a generation now, and I think that a number of the U.S. team, the likes of Abby Wambach and the skipper Christy Rampone, they would have been multiple World Cup winners by now, but for Germany, and clearly the hosts are going to be very, very strong here this year as well. There was a crowd of over 73,000 in Berlin on Sunday to watch the opening game when Germany beat Canada by 2-1. And if America are to win this World Cup, Germany will be very, very formidable opponents.
And if America does win the World Cup, it's a wonder that anyone will be paying attention to women's football in the USA. It's sort of sad because the USA is a perennial power here.
Of course, yes, they won the World Cup famously back in 1991 and 1999, but I understand that the Women's League currently is struggling in the US. It's a six-team league, and it's heavily based on the East Coast. They were looking to maybe expand into Canada and move across to the West Coast, but the finances aren't really there, which is a great shame because some of the world's greatest players from around the globe play in America. England's best player, Kelly Smith, plays for the Boston Breakers. 5 of the England team play in America. The Swedes have also got a very strong contingent as well. So clearly, women's footballers around the world see the US as the pinnacle, but there's not the finances there to really back it up, certainly at a domestic level.
Another one of those ironies. From the BBC's 5 Live, it's the BBC's Nigel Adderley, who's in Dresden, reporting on the match between the USA team and the North Koreans. Any sense of the sort of diplomatic or, world power political backdrop? Certainly the U.S. and North Korea have all kinds of issues, football not necessarily being one amongst them.
I don't think they will, no, that there'll be no North Korean supporters inside the stadium today, apart from, I think, a small select band from the government. There'll be no media. I understand the game is being played live on North Korean television, but the program will be pulled if America score.
All right, Nigel, thanks so much. We're going to go out on the official 2011 World Cup song, Going Out with Happiness by Alexis Jordan. It's Nigel Adderley covering the USA versus North Korea today.